4 minutes in front of the hour. You're listening to Destination Out, and we're going to turn now to the feature band tonight, which is going to be Circle. Really a great collaborative ensemble that came together after Miles Davis started to do Bitches Brew and some of his electric bands. Some of these musicians came together in that congregation, and Chick Corea around 1970 put together a trio with Dave Holland on bass and Barry Altschul on drums. Then in 71, a multi-instrumentalist reed player Anthony Braxton joined the group, and they called it Circle at that point in time. It was called ARC, A-R-C, before that. They put out a couple of recordings on Blue Note and ECM, but Circle came together, and an album came out. It's a double album on the ECM label called Paris Concert. That is really an outstanding record, and that's what we're going to play from first here. And then after the band broke up, two albums surfaced in Japan, a studio album and a German concert. They were only together about a year and a half, so they're all from the same time frame. And then a few years after that, the Blue Note label issued some studio recordings of Circle playing and Chick Corea recording under different ensemble settings. So all in all, it turned out to be five album releases, with one of the Blue Note albums only having one extended song on a double album by the Circle band. The most widely known release is the Paris Concert, which is a double album on ECM, as I mentioned. Bright yellow cover. It's real distinct looking album, and it's interesting over time, certain records that sort of emerge and become famous, and other albums that sort of fade into the background a little bit. And this album I would put into the fade into the background a little bit, because back in the early 70s, this was a highly talked about, fairly common album to find in, you know, just your average record store. And today it's pretty obscure, and not something that that I see much press on or anything. So anyway, for whatever it's worth, interesting band that definitely showed some of the double ACM influences that Braxton brought in, with using multi-instruments and switching instruments and compositions and things like that. One of the albums even has Dave Holland playing guitar in places on it. I think it's the only record he doesn't play bass and cello on that I know of, things like that. So anyway, we're going to hear Wayne Shorter composition, Nefertiti, that Miles brought to fame under an album by that name in the late 60s. And this leads the album off, and we'll hear an interesting version of it here from the band Circle.
Thank you. We'd like to begin the second set by playing a composition by Wayne Shorter that you might be familiar with. You might have heard Miles' band play it. He calls it Nefertiti. And we've arranged to play some solos and duets in this set after Nefertiti, and end the set with a composition by Anthony Braxton called 73506 Kelvin 8. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Song Nefertiti from the band Circle, recorded live in Paris 1971, Anthony Braxton on saxophone, Chick Corea piano, Dave Holland bass, Barry Altschul on drums. And it was one of the early ECM records, numbered 18 and 19. It's a double album, so they probably have 1,000 albums out by this date. So it's pretty early on. Very interesting band. Then they recorded a couple of live albums and a couple things in the studio. We're going to turn next to a record they recorded in New York in 1971 in March. I'm looking for the date on the Paris concert here. It's February 71. So this would be them getting back to the States after their European tour and then doing a couple of studio recordings. And then this album only saw the light of day being released in Japan. And I was talking with Donovan here in this studio, and back when these records first came out, they were pretty hard to find. There weren't a lot of distribution outlets for Japanese records at the time, and so they were tough to find. But you know, these days on the internet, they're not that exotic, I guess. But you know, again, the band doesn't get a lot of discussion anymore, and partly probably back in this era, the fact that that Paris concert was the only readily available album at the time might have lent itself to them being kind of passed aside a little more quickly. You know, just kind of theoretical idea there. So anyway, up next, they did two albums that were released on CBS Sony in Japan, Circle 1 and Circle 2. We're going to hear the studio album. Circle 1 is a live German concert from the same, you know, time that they were touring Europe that Paris song came from. Now, Circle 2 is titled Gathering. It's a studio album of one continuous improvisation that takes up two sides of the album. And we're going to listen to side one. In this album, you hear them moving from instruments and having more of a Wayne Shorter composition. This is more of a collective improvisation piece. It's called Gathering, Part One, Circle. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're listening to the band Circle. And this is WCMU, your music and NPR news station. That was from their Circle 2 gathering. It's all confusing because that was technically their third album. But it might have been the of the five they recorded, the last recording of the band. So we heard side one. I might add tonight that I don't have any of these on CD, so I'm playing from the albums tonight. So some of these might not have been issued on CD. I don't think the Blue Note ones were. Almost every ECM thing seems to have come out on CD, although I've never really gone looking for that one. And I don't know about these CBS Sony Japanese issues. I've never seen CDs of them, but not the kind of things that circulate a lot. Okay, so now we're going to turn to an album that was released in 1978 under Trick Corea's name called Circulus. And it's a double album, but it features the Circle Band and Trick Corea's trio group, ARC, which is Circle is just adds Braxton to the trio. These were recorded in New York in the studio in 1970, so they actually predate the albums that came out at the time the band was together, but these never saw the light of day till many years later. There's an extended piece on this called Quartet. It's divided into three sides, and then there's a percussion piece that was that the quartet did too. But the it'd be kind of a neat one to hear on CD because you could kind of get the continuity of the track. But anyway, we're going to hear one segment of three segments. It's titled Quartet Piece Number One. Again, Trick Corea, piano, just the instruments used in the piece, prepared piano, vibes, percussion, bass, marimba, Anthony Braxton, alto, soprano, saxophone, clarinet, contrabass, clarinet, Dave Holland, bass, acoustic guitar, percussion, Barry Altschul, drums, percussion, bass, marimba. Quartet piece number one, Trick Corea and the band Circle. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That wraps up our feature on the band Circle tonight. That was a piece titled Quartet, piece number one from a double Blue Note album from was released in 78, recorded in 1970. And got some information from David Ginsberg regarding the Circle 1 and Circle 2 Japanese albums that they were printed on CD for a brief period of time in the 90s. It looks like they came out on a Japanese label. So looks like most of that material has appeared on CD at one point in time or another, but probably equally hard to find on CD as it is on album anymore. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that feature tonight. It was sounding really good to me. I hadn't listened to them in a little while until I kind of was preparing this program. So it was, some music sounded really fresh to me, and it was really, really a great improvising band from this era. Band Circle, once again, Anthony Braxton, Chick Corea, Dave Holland, Barry Altschul. We'll be back.